It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome, Pastor Robert Bukosa. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much and good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Our question for today, Pastor, is what are the big differences between Adventism and other Christian denominations?
Well, very interesting question. But before we can look at the differences quickly, it's very important that we should understand what are some of the things that we are common with the Adventist and other denominations, who together we are under one umbrella called Christianity. So we are saying both of us, Adventists, both Adventist and other denomination, we all believe in Trinity, and we all believe in the Bible as the Word of God. And we all believe that we can attain salvation through Jesus Christ. But the question still stands, what could be the biggest difference between the Adventists and the what? And the other denominations? So what differentiates Adventists from other denomination? Number one is the keeping of the Sabbath as the fourth commandment of God, which we believe in to be on Saturday. Other denominations, they know about the Sabbath. And they know that it's among the Ten Commandments and it's number four. But what differentiates from us from them is the fact that Adventists, we believe that the Sabbath falls on a Saturday. That is according to what we understand, that Christ was Jesus Christ died on Friday and was resurrected on the first day of the week. And on Sabbath, he was buried. Friday was buried in the tomb. Saturday was in the tomb as a symbol of rest. And according to Genesis chapter 2, we believe that this Sabbath is unique because it's a day that we remember the creation power of God. So according to Genesis chapter 2, is that this Sabbath is different from other days. Well, the fact that on the seventh day, Christ or God rested from his work, he blessed this day and he sanctified it. So that is one of the things that we Adventists are different from other denominations. Then the second one is that all the denominations that are under Christianity, we believe that Jesus Christ is coming back again. But as Adventists, that has been one of our major core to say, come on, we shouldn't just take it as a casual thing that Christ is coming. This has been the main message of the church, to tell the world that even if the world has become so nice, even if we experience nice things in this world, even if the world has come is so beautiful to an extent that we may feel or think that this is the paradise that we were promised, but we are telling the world that this is not the world that we are looking forward. But Christ soon is coming, and when he comes, he's coming to take us home. And that is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, where we find that when Christ comes back again, he's coming with the trumpet. When the trumpet of the Lord shall be sounded, Christ, those that died in the Lord shall be resurrected. So we see to it that the church, the main message that it has is to preach about the second coming of Christ. And that's one, the other thing that differentiates Adventists from other denomination. Then the third one is the health principle message. There has been no other denomination in Christianity that speaks about health principles than Adventists. So that is the other message that the church has, that the church preaches about, that we, the bodies that we bear is the temple of God, and we should be mindful of the things that we eat, the things that we put in our bodies, because that is where the Holy Spirit dwells. And the fourth one is the belief in the investigative judgment. As a church, we believe in the three types of types of judgment. And the first one is investigative judgment. That started in 1844, the message that was given to Hiram Mira by God to show to it that Christ has moved to the holy place, most holy place, and the investigative judgment has begun. There has not been any other church that preaches so much about the investigative judgment than Seventh-day Adventist Church. All in all, what we are saying is what makes the church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, unique is the fact that we keep the Sabbath day holy, which falls on the Saturday as the day of the Lord, which reminds us the creation power of God. Then we also believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. That has been the primary message of the church, to tell the world that Christ is coming back again. And the third is the health principle message, that we should be reminded that our bodies is the temple of God, and we should be mindful of what we take. And the last one is the investigative judgment that started in 1844, that it has started with the dead, and we should be mindful of how we live and how we relate on this earth, because investigative judgment is going on. All in all, that is what makes the Adventist Church unique or different from other denominations.
I hear you. I hear you. My goodness, it would be nice if we were to just get into these. And I wonder why other churches don't get what the Seventh-day Adventist Church gets. I wonder where the disjuncture is. But that's a conversation for another day. Thank you very much, Mfunis, for your time. I really appreciate your answer. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfunis.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.